your face, and I've never been this swept away. All my thoughts just seem to settle on.
The atmosphere, incredible. The excitement, unimaginable. The emotions, swinging with every bump, set, and spike.
And it'll be Katie Plotkin to do it. 15-14 Vikings. The serve across to Young. Above the net, Joust picked up, saved by Northwest. They play on. Davidson sets to the outside. Here's the attack. Block! The Northwest is your state champ!
Nebraska State Volleyball Tournament action is on the air.
St. Cecilia right side attack. Dumped out a good by Carly Wright. And St. Cecilia will take game number two.
Let's take you live to Grand Island for the call of today's game.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Grand Island Central Catholic as we get set for the final game of the class, the first round of Class D1 volleyball, state volleyball action. As Axtell, the number six ranked or seeded team, takes on the number three seed, Howell Dodge Jaguars. It's the Lady Cats and the Jaguars. Howell Dodge comes in with a record of 23-8, and Axtell with a record of 22-9. They will finish the puzzle here in Class D1. St. Mary's, the number one seed, defeated Cross County. Friend defeated Chambers a little bit earlier, and then BDS defeated Brady. So this will be the last one in Class D1. The winner of this gets BDS tomorrow night at 8:30 at Grand Island Senior High. And we'll go over some of the other scores as this one goes along. But we'll take a look at the starting lineups. We'll do that right after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to KLIQ 94.5 FM, The Breeze.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Grand Island Central Catholic. Let's go over the starting lineups. First off, for the Jaguars of Howell Dodge, head coach Neil Van Lingen. This was their second tournament appearance. In fact, it's their second year in a row. They were here last year in 2012. They'll go with Amanda Everett. She's a senior, 5'9 senior. She's their setter. Comes in with 722 assists on the year. Faith Malachik, she's a junior. She is the outside hitter with 227 kills, 251 digs, and 19 blocks. Emily Brichacek, and she's a senior, the middle blocker. She's a 6-foot senior, and she is also a senior, Callie Brester, a freshman. A freshman, Callie Brester. And she's an outside hitter, 235 kills on the year and 31 blocks. Samantha Brester's another freshman. She'll start. She's the middle blocker. She's at 68 blocks. She leads the team along with Emily Brichacek with 68 blocks. And then Jillian Rochford, she's a senior. She is the libero. She comes in with 379 digs on the year. You'll also have starting Morgan Bommert, the junior, depending on the serve, and also we might see Brand Brester, a senior. Both of those are defensive specialists. For the Lady Cats, Axtell, 22-9. This is their 11th state tournament appearance. Their most recent was back in 2010. They won Class D back in 82 and 80, D1 in 83 and D1 in 93. They'll go with Kent Wells, outside hitter. She's a 5'4 junior. And then Hannah King, she's the middle hitter. She's a junior, 5'10. 368 kills to lead the team. Sophie Melema, she's a freshman, right side hitter. She's a 5'9 freshman. And then Gabby Nickel, she's a senior. She's a setter, 836 assists on the year. Laura Lundeen, she's a senior, outside hitter. And then Carly Prasovsky, she's a senior, and she's a middle hitter. And the libero is McKenna Erickson. She's a 5'4 senior for Axtell. The libero, by the way, was Jill Rochford for Howells Dodge. So there's your starters for this game. We'll have this last game in Class D1 for the first round here right after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
We're back here at the sir, you can't stand there. We're sorry about that. We're back here at the Grand Island Central Catholic as we're getting ready for the start of this broadcast here between the Axtell Lady Cats and the Jaguars of Howells Dodge. The winner, as I said, will get BDS tomorrow night at 8:30. And then let me just give you an idea of what's going on here. Class A, Millard West in Papillion La Vista, Omaha Marion and Lincoln Southeast are in the semifinals. In Class B, it's Grand Island Northwest and Norris. And then Lincoln Pius and Elkhorn South were going at it earlier today, or earlier this evening. Haven't got that final yet. And then Aurora is playing Scud Catholic right now. C1, Ogallala and Kearney Catholic are in it. Columbus SCOTUS and then the Minden Wahoo match will be going on right now. In Class C2, it's this morning, St. Cecilia. They defeated Lincoln or Lutheran High Northeast. They'll face Palmyra at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Freeman will face Guardian Angels Central Catholic tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. In Class D1, St. Mary's against Friend, as I said, and BDS against the winner of this one. In D2, Giltner beat Layton earlier on. They will face Sterling tomorrow afternoon, and then Bertrand and Wallace. Bertrand won in three sets. They will be playing against either Falls City Sacred Heart or Stewart. That game's going on right now, also in Grand Island Northwest. As you can hear, our announcer's speakers right above our head, so you'll be hearing him throughout this broadcast also, unfortunately. So the Wildcats will be on the left side as we view the action in their purple and black and white numbers. And Howells Dodge in their green with black and white numbers. As we get set to go here for this final Class D1 first round state tournament action. Semifinals tomorrow. Classes C2, D1, and D2 all at Grand Island Senior High. Class A, B, and C at the Heartland Event Center. Here we go. And serving first will be, well, we'll wait and see. I think it's Howells Dodge. Back to serve is Rochford. So here we go. Rochford back to serve as we get this Class D1 state tournament first round game underway. Howells Dodge against Axtell. Here on the near side, the pass by Prasovsky. It's going to be free balled over by Nickel. Almost on the floor, and it is. So a nice overpass on the floor for the point for Axtell. They take an early 1-0 lead. Prasovsky back to serve now for the Wildcats, Lady Cats. Little jump serve taken in the back row. They'll be set up by Everett. And right over the middle with the kill is Emily Prasovsky. Verchacek got the point, and back to serve now will be Brester, Brianne Brester, the senior. She'll be serving for Howells Dodge, and she puts it in the net. So it's 2-1 now, Axtell, here in game number one. Back to serve will be for Axtell, will be Ashley Snell. Her serve is over. Taken and pushed right back. And now Axtell on the attack. Here's the kill over the middle by Kring, and it is blocked. Back over down to Howell's Dodge. Swing hit, and it's in the near sideline by Emily Brachacek. That's her second kill. So Brachacek gets her second, and Faith Malachik's back to serve now for Howell Dodge. Axtell on the tack. Crane got it through the blockers, and it'll be a point for Axtell. Nice kill by Hannah Crane, the junior. And back to serve will be Laura Lundeen, the senior. She's way back there. She's going to get a nice running jump. Hits it over. Taken by the libero, Rochford, set up here on the near side. Dinked over the blockers by Brester, but dug out. And then back in, and Hannah Crane gets the kill. And it's 4-3. Make that 4-2, Axtell. The Wildcats now up by two. Here's a jump serve again by Lundeen. That one in the net. So it's 4-3. And Samantha Brester checks in. The libero, Rochford, sets down for Howell's Dodge. And back to serve will be Emily Brachacek. She serves it just over the net. Pass to Kring. Here's a shot put over by Wells. Dug out now by the Wildcats here on the near side. Shot put over nicely by Brester. Now Axtell on the attack. Kring, back row save. There's Malachik, and it'll be free balled over by Brester. Now Axtell on the attack again. Near side Crane, cross court, but right there to take it was Brester. Set up, back row hit, and dug out by Axtell. Now again, another shot over the middle by Crane, but once again, Al's Dodge is right there. And then a miss hit by Callie Brester, puts it right into the net, the freshman, and that makes it 5-3, Axtell. And Hannah Crane now, the junior, back to serve. Crane serve, softly over. Passed up to Everett. She just tips it over. It's dug out nicely by Snell. And free ball right back over by Axtell. Set up here on the near side. Shot put over cross court and down by Callie Brester, the freshman for Howell's Dodge. And it's 5-4. Back to serve now is Amanda Everett, the senior. She takes a little run at it. Pushes it over right in the middle to Wells. Set up far side for Prasoski. She gets it over. It's tipped. Now back over. Right over the middle. Prasoski follows it up, the senior, and puts it down. And it's 6-4 now, Axtell. Here in game number one at the Grand Island Central Catholic High School. Here's the serve by Nickel. Just barely got it over. It's going to be free ball right back over. Axtell on the attack again. Wells blocked back row. Rochford digs it out, and then Brester puts it over. And then it's on the floor. Got it right down in front of Erickson for Axtell. And the score goes to 6-5. Axtell up by one here in game number one, Class D1. Serve is over, and it's an ace serve. Got it right in front of the libero, McKenna Erickson. And we're tied up at six here in game number one. Service taken right in the middle. Set up. Shot blocked at the net. Right there was Brester, Samantha Brester. They get it right back over and hit it long, and out is Faith Malachik. So it'll be 7-6 now. Axtell retakes the lead, and Kit Wells, the junior, back to serve. She pushes it over right in the middle to the libero. It's pushed back, and then it was a bad pass by Amanda Everett. They couldn't recover from it, and it's 8-6. So Axtell retakes the lead again. It's kind of trying to push it out again by a couple. Here's a nice serve, dug out, free ball right back, and then hit down the far sideline by Kelly Check. Kelly Check got the kill, and it's 8-7, Axtell by one. And Rochford back to serve now for Howell's Dodge. Back row pass. It's going to be hit over by Prasoski. Now Howell's Dodge on the attack, and a kill by Emily Brachacek again. That's her third. And we're tied at eight here in game number one. So Brachacek's doing really well at the net for Howell's Dodge. We're tied at eight here in game number one. Set up high. Shot put over and good by Laura Lundeen over on the far sideline. It's a nice pass by Prasoski, and Lundeen got her down there. And it's 9-8. Axtell retakes the lead. Here is the serve. Just barely gets over. Now set up. Shot hits the net. We're going to call four hits. It should be. Faith Belichick's hit got right into the net. Ricocheted back. And it's 10-8. So Axtell, even though they've kind of given up the lead, they always take it right back again. They're up 10-8. And then there's a service error by Prasoski, and now it's 10-9. So back to serve will go Morgan Baumert. She's a junior. And she puts it over, middle of the back row. Passes it over to Wells, and that pass goes underneath the net. So it's 10-all now here again in game one. Once again, after Axtell gets a little lead, here comes Howells Dodge, and they tie it right back up. They have not actually gotten much of a lead here in this first game. Service, again in the center. Set up, far side. Kring, partially blocked, and they can't get to it. So another kill by Hannah Kring. And it's 11-10. Axtell takes the lead right back. Ashley Snell checks back in to serve now for the Wildcats. Right in the middle. She serves it over. Everett sets it up here on the near side. Block right back over on the Howells Dodge side. They dig it out of the net, but they're going to say that there was a net violation on Everett. So it's 12-10. Axtell, again, gets that two-point lead they always get. And then it seems like Howells Dodge comes right back and ties it up. Here comes the swing hit. Far side. Tipped into the net. That time, Emily Brkacic tried to tip it over, and it hit the tower, and they're going to call it hit the pole, 13-10, and Axtell has a three-point lead. Howells Dodge going to take a timeout. We'll take a 30-second 1-2. You're listening to KLIQ, The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
The Breeze, 94.5.
13-10, Axtell leads it here in game number one in Class D1, first round, state volleyball action here at Grand Island Central Catholic. Glad you could join us tonight. Here's Everett, and a shot put over by Malachik. Dug out, three ball right back over by Axtell. On the attack is Howells Dodge, and that's Brkacic who gets it over, And now it's back over by Axtell. Set up again, Brkacic over the middle, partially tipped, and it goes long. So there's no tip, and so it'll be 14-10. Axtell has got an early lead here in game one. Their serve is passed to Everett. She sets it up near side. Shot put through the blockers by Malachik, which dug out nicely. Shot put back over by Lundeen, and they can't get to it. They did. Howells Dodge just barely got it back over. Now it's set up again. Kring blocked at the net. Dug right back over. And they can't get to it. Kring is playing so well here in game one for Axtell. And it's 15-10 in favor of the Wildcats. Boy, it could be a big, big game for Axtell if they could win this first one. Here's Rochford. Passes it. Everett. And again, that time, Brkacic. Brkacic gets it down, and it's 15-11. And she'll, I don't know, actually Faith Malachik will drop back to serve now for Howells Dodge. Axtell leads it 15-11. Near side, passed it right over the net. Now set up for Howells Dodge. Brkacic puts it over, back row, taken by Wells. Set up, Kring again, it's blocked this time. Back over on Axtell's side. And then Lundeen gets it over. Brkacic's there, they set it up, near side. Swing it, and back in the deep. Back row saved. Lundeen gets it over for Axtell. Now it's a bad pass tipped over nicely by Amanda Everett of Howells Dodge, and it's 15-12 now. Axtell leads it by three here in game one. Here's the serve Taken to the middle of the back row. Set up for Lundeen. It's partially blocked. Dug out, and they can't get to it. Howes Dodge could not get down, get it recovered, and it's 16-12 Axtell, cruising along here in game number one. Back to serve is Lundeen. She gets it over. Taken by Rochford, set up by Everett. Tipped over into the net again. That's the second time they've hit that pole. And that's 17-12. It's the same swing hit, only the opposite side, and they hit the pole both times. 17-12, Axtell. Lundeen in her jump serve. Got it over. Rochford passes it to Everett. Everett passes it up near side. Brester gets it over and down, and it's 17-13. Back to serve will be Emily Prokocic, the senior. Axtell, though, has a 17-13 lead here in game one. Best of five. Far sideline. Free ball right back over and pounded down. And Axtell could not recover it. Callie Brester had a free ball, and she just smoked it down. They tried to dig it up, could not do so. And it's 17-14. Here's the serve by Prokocic. Just barely dug out. Free ball again, and again right there at the net with Samantha Brester, the freshman for Howes Dodge, and it's 17-15. Timeout, Axtell. We're in game one. Axtell leads it over Howes Dodge, 17-15. Class D1 state volleyball action here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, back in 30 seconds.
Where did you get more Superstore? Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. Where do you get more? Superstore. Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
17-15, Axtell leads it here in game one, but Howes Dodge making a run here, making this a little closer than Axtell would like. Prokocic with the serve, set up here on the near side. Kring again, there she goes, back to her nice, hard-hitting ways, and she gets that off the blocks and out. 18-15, Axtell stops the run. They're leading it by three here in game one. Kring, though, back to serve now. She floats it over. It's passed to Everett. Near side, here's Brester, gets it over, far corner, set up, and well, it's blocked, back over. Howes Dodge on the attack, near side, Callie Brester again, then that one's mishit by Kring and down on the floor, and it's 18-16. And now back to serve will be Amanda Everett for the Jaguars. And Howes Dodge, Axtell leads at 18-16, game one. Right in the middle, pass to Nickel. Swing hit. Oh, what a big swing hit by Kit Wells, the junior. Beautiful set. She swung over here on the near side and just powdered it. And it's 19-16. So it's a three-point lead for Axtell. Rochford in the middle. Everett sets it up. Far side. Brester puts it over. Dug out. Chased down by Nickel. And then Lundeen free balls it over. Way to the back row to Rochford. Everett sets it up. Near side. Brester puts it down. Back corner. And it's saved. Dug out. Here's Wells again. Parsley tipped. Dug out back row by Howes Dodge. Here's Brester again. Parsley tipped and down. Callie Brester hitting it really well here on the near side. And it's 19-17 now. Axtell still hangs on to the lead by two. Howes Dodge gets close, but they have not been able to take the lead. There's almost an ace serve. Here's a shot put over. Dug out back row. Rochford. That'll be free balled over by the Jaguars. Now set up for Wells. Wells hits it through the blockers. Dug out. Free ball right back over. Now set up and in the middle. There's a block. It's going to be four hits. Four hits on Axtell. And it's 19-18. Howes Dodge has tied it up quite a few times here in game one, but they've never had really the lead, a substantial lead. And here's Callie Brester's serve, taken by Prasoski, set up near side, off the net, just went off the net and out. Nobody touched it. It looks like somebody had to touch it, but it must have hit the net and went out. Axtell is asking for a touch, but they're not getting it. So it's 20-18. Here's the serve. They didn't even give him the point yet, I don't think. I think it's 20-19. There's a miss hit by Sophie Melama. And it's 20-19. And Howells Dodge, or Axtell, calls a timeout. It's 20-19. Axtell leads it by one. We're in game one here in this Class D1 state volleyball tournament. This is the last Class D1. I think it should be 20-20. Yeah, there it is. It's 20-19. Howells Dodge has the lead. I kind of thought that might be the case. Axtell now is trailing, something they haven't done here in game in this first game at all. They've either had the lead or it's been tied, but now they're down by one. So this will be a time for them to get right back into it. And that kind of turned that way after that call where they wanted to tip at the net, and that did not happen. So back to serve is Callie Brester, the freshman for Howells Dodge. Service is over in the middle, taken by Prasoski. Set up for Prasoski over the middle, through the blockers and down, and they get that point back, and it's tied at 20 now here in game one. And back to serve will be Kit Wells, the junior. Nice hard serve over. Rochford takes it. Everett's there. Tipped over the net by Brester and gets it down, and it's 21-20. Jaguars. So just a little bit of miscommunication in the back row by the Wildcats of Axtell. Here's the serve now by Rochford. It's passed up the net. It's going to be a tough one there, but it's back over on Axtell's side. And almost they got the kill, but it was dug out finally and then hit across to the back line. Kring is going to free ball it up, and it'll be just set over by Prasoski. Now set up near side. Here's a shot crossed and good by Faith Malachik. 22-20, the biggest lead Howells Dodge has had in this first game. And they lead it by two in game one. Jillian Rochford back to serve again for Howells Dodge. Take it in the middle. Nice pass this time to Nickel. Here is a shot put over by Prasoski. Back row Rochford. Pass up front. Put over by Malachik. Dug out by the libero. Erickson in the back row. Free ball back over. Set up by Howells Dodge. And again, a big hit this time by Faith Malachik, but it's dug out by Axtell. Great save. Now Rochford set up here over the middle. Berkacic. And hers is hit right back. Now they block it. And again, Axtell. Back, right back over. Nice volley going on here. Free balled over. Now Axtell on the attack. Prasoski got it through the blockers and down. 22-21. That was a great volley. Some great saves by Axtell to keep that point alive, and they finally get that point. And it's 22-21. Axtell trails by one here in game one. Prasoski back to serve. And it's an ace serve. Just floated it right over in the middle. And it's tied at 22. And Howells Dodge going to take a timeout. We'll take a 30-second timeout, too. You're listening to The Breeze, 94.5 FM, back in 30 seconds.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
22 all here in game one in this Class D1 final match of the first round of the state volleyball tournament for Class D1. Last one in Grand Island. Next year's will be back to Lincoln. Here's Prasoski with the serve for Axtell. They just came back and tied it up. We're tied at 22. It's tipped over by Brkacic, and then they save it, and Kring will pass it over. Here's Everett with the set. Near side. Shot put across and in by Faith Malachik. And it's 23-22. Howells Dodge has retaken the lead. Morgan Bummert checks in. She'll be doing the serving here, 23-22. Taken over in the back row by Lundeen. Prasoski, and then Wells puts it over Free ball by Everett. Here on the near side, Malacha gets to the net. 23-all here in game number one. This one's anyone's. Ashley Snell checks in now for the Wildcats. Back and forth we've gone in this entire first game. Snell. Rochford's got it. Everett sets it up. Here's Prokocic, and she hits a nice one. It goes way wide on the receive, but they get it back, but then Prasoski missed, hit it. And it's 24-23, game point, Howells Dodge here in game one. Faith Malachik back to serve for game one for Howells Dodge. See if Axtell can tie it back up. Nice serve, back row pass. Nichols sets it up. Here's Kring. It's blocked, and it falls back on Axtell's side. Pushed back over. We're going to have a net call on Howells Dodge, and we're tied at 24. This isn't going to be easy for either team. Lundeen back to serve. She gets one or two good jump serves in here. She does. Rochford passes it to Everett. She'll just tip it over. It's dug out by Nickel. And then Snell. Kring puts it over. Rochford mishits it, and it'll go out, and it's 25-24 Axtell. So now Axtell will be serving for the game point. Howells Dodge served just a few moments ago, and it could not get the game point. Let's see if Axtell can. They do get it over. Rochford. Here's Everett. Brester. She puts it down. We're tied at 25. Now Prokocic's back to serve for Howells Dodge. Prokocic with the serve, far sideline. Wells passes the nickel, back to Wells. Wells, partially tipped. Prokocic's in the back row, takes it. Everett sets it up, near side. Hit down and hit out by Callie Brester. And it's 26-25 now. Howells Dodge, for the second time, will be serving for the first game. They served for game one, but the first one time couldn't do it. We'll see what happens this time. Just barely got it over. It's an ace serve. So Howells Dodge wins game one, 27-25, but it was a great one. So we'll come back with game two. Howells Dodge has a 1-0 lead. And let's see what Axtell can do. They need to get this second game so they can be 1-1. We'll take a 90-second timeout. We'll take that break. We'll be back after this on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Cat's Corner in Axtell wants everyone to know they have a hot stuffed pizza buffet every Friday and Sunday. Enjoy all kinds of pizza and a salad bar, buffet style, every Friday and Sunday from 11:30 to 1 at Cat's Corner Market in Axtell. Also stop into Cat's and get your potato bologna just in time for the holiday season. Get everything you need for your holiday feast at Cat's Corner Market in Axtell. Happy holidays from everyone at Cat's. Good luck, Wildcats!
Misco Sports is your hometown sporting goods store for all seasons, with accessories and clothing for all sports or casual wear. Misco Sports also maintains a large supply of hunting accessories and firearms. Misco Sports, with a storefront in Ord, but serving the surrounding areas for years and continuing to do so for years to come. Call them today and get better equipped for the games you play. Misco Sports.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We're back here at Grand Island Central Catholic as the Jaguars of Howells Dodge wins the first game, 27-25. And now they switch sides. Axtell is on the right as we view the action, and Howells Dodge on the left. Axtell will be serving first. Carly Prasoski will be back to serve. And let's see if Axtell can even up this match. They're down 1-0. Serve is over. taken to the back row. Passed up to Everett and free balled into the net by Brester. And it's 1-0 Axtell. Like I said, they need to get that early lead. Jump out early here. Service taken by Brkacic. Set up by Everett. Brkacic over the middle. Blocked right back over. Dug out. It's going to be free balled over by Kelly Check. Now Kring, but she hits it wide. Nice hit, nice jump, but that one went wide. And we're tied at one here in game two. Back to serve will be Brianne Brester, the senior, for Howes Dodge. First serve, a bullet over. Wells has it, set up Kring, through the blockers and down. She's been hitting the ball really well in this game. And it's 2-1, Axtell. And Snell is back to serve now. And the serve is far sideline, set up, pushed over by Nick by Brkacic, and Brkacic just put it in the right spot where nobody was, and we're tied at two here in game number two. Back to serve will be Malachik, Faith Malachik. Taken nicely by Prosowski. Kring blocked by Brkacic, and it falls back in the back line. It's 3-2. They have not been successful too much by blocking Kring. At that time they did. And Kring's been hitting the ball well. 3-2, Howes Dodge. Prosowski gets it over to Snell, and then Kring just has to free ball it over. On the attack, swing hit, but not a very good set for Brkacic, but she made it work. She tipped it over, and it went the opposite way, and it fell in 4-2 now. Howes Dodge on top. They won the first game 27-25. Service taken over here on the near side by Wells. Nickel pushes it right back over, and now Everett sets it up for Axtell. There's a big kill down the far sideline by Callie Brester, the freshman. And it's 5-2. Axtell calls timeout. Howes Dodge jumps out to a 5-2 lead in game two. We're back in 30 seconds on 94.5 FM, The Breeze.
There's a lot of satisfaction that comes from making things grow. Whether it's a family, a field of grain, or the balance in your savings account. When you make something grow, you can't help but grow a little yourself. As a community ag bank, helping you make things grow is why we're here. Our ag lenders know agriculture, and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We're back here at Grand Island Central Catholic, 5-2 in game number one. Howes Dodge has jumped out to the lead here, as they won game number one, 27-25, over the Wildcats of Axtell. Axtell taking the serve, and Prosowski pushes it over. Everett sets it up far side. Another big hit by Brester. That's her second kill in a row for Callie Brester, the freshman, and it's 6-2 now, Howes Dodge. Back to serve, Faith Malachik, the junior, for the Jaguars. Nice deep serve, pushed up to Nickel. Kring, that time Kring got a nice pass, got some vertical jump, pounded it down, and it's 6-3 now. And Axtell trails by three, and back to serve is Laura Lundeen. And Lundeen with that jump serve, and she stepped on the line first before she got the serve. She run. You gotta hit it before you cross the line, and she did not. It's 7-3, foot fault. Brkacic now serving it for Howes Dodge. Swing, here's Wells through the blockers, dug out, passed right back over. Set up for Kring, and it's blocked. Now Nickel, here's Wells again, got it through the blockers, and that time caught Brkacic on the wrong spot. She hits it out, and it's 7-3, Howes Dodge here. In game number two, they won the first game. They're up 1-0 in the best of five. Here's Kring's serve, dug out in the center, and Rochford, and then kind of pushed over by Brester. Now Axtell on the attack. Wells gets it over, dug out. Now they set it up for Brester again. That one's long. 7-5, so Axtell's pulled within two now. See if they could tie this one up. Crane back to serve again for the Wildcats. Floats it over. Set up by Everett. And then pushed over by Brester, Samantha Brester. Here's Wells. She just pushes it over. Rochford's there. And now a hit off the top of the net by Brester, Kelly Brester. And then it's hit over and in the far sideline by Kit Wells, the junior, and it's 7-6. So Axtell's pulled back within one. They've clawed their way back up here. Now the serve, Rochford. Everett sets it up, far side. Brester just pushes it over. Set up by Nickel. Here's Prasoski, and she placed it in the right spot. Put it where nobody was at. It's tied at 7. Here came the Wildcats to tie it back up. Nice run by Axtell now. It was back and forth all the way in game one, 27-25. Howes Dodge. Howes Dodge got the early lead here, but it has evaporated. Now it's pushed over, and Axtell with the attack. Wells pushes it over. Rochford's there. Everett sets it up. Swing hit coming up, and it's blocked right back. Swing hit by Brester was hit right back and then hit out and long. And now Axtell's taking the lead, and Howes Dodge calls a timeout. 8-7, Axtell's taking the lead here in game two. 30-second timeout on 94.5 FM, The Breeze.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We're back here at Grand Island Central Catholic. It's 8-7. Axtell has the lead here in game two. They lost game one, 27-25. Class D1, first round, state volleyball tournament action. Kring back to serve for the Wildcats. Everett sets it up high. Brester. It's the shot over, but it's dug out back row. Wells hits the net, goes back, and falls in. In the back row on Axtell's side. We're tied at 8 now here in game two, and back to serve will be Amanda Everett. Knotted up at 8. It's been a wild one here. No team has had any real lead. Here's a shot put over by Prasoski, dug out, pushed right back over now. Axtell on the attack. Here's Wells again through the blockers. Dug out, set up high again. Brester, oh man, she had a nice kill there, Callie Brester. She's just a freshman. And Callie came in with 235 kills on the lead. She led the team as a freshman. Here's the serve just over the net by Everett. It's 9-8. Howes Dodge is retaking the lead here in game two. They're up a game. And they have Brester again. That time she floated it way, way long. And it's tied at 9 now in game two. That one just had a little too much mustard on it. So Melema is back to serve. Sophie Melema is back to serve for Axtell. Tied up at 9. No, it's Nickel who's back to serve. Thank you. Set up. And now over the middle. Kind of a mishit, but Brester got it over. Now Wells off the top of the tape, and then was mishit by Everett. She hits it out. And it's 10-9. Axtell has retaken the lead. Kebby Nickel, the senior, back to serve again. And she served that point. Give them the lead back, 10-9. Floats that one to Rochford. Set up by Everett. Far side, shot put over. That one goes long by Kelly Check, the sophomore. It's 11-9. Axtell's taking a two-point lead here in game two. Remember, that's how it went in game one. Back and forth, back and forth. Nickel serve. Rochford. Everett sets it up at the net. Near side hit here by Brester. Cross court, and it's down. Got a little fist on it. Was Nickel, but not enough to bring it up. It's 11-10 now. And back to serve will be Callie Brester. Checking in for Howes Dodge is Abby Cody. To serve. Now Prasoski puts it over the middle for Axtell. Set up, far side. Hits the net for four shots. By Howes Dodge, it's 12-10 now, as Axtell has gotten their two-point lead back. And Kit Wells, the junior, drops back to serve for the Wildcats. That one's back deep. Rochford dug out back row. It's pushed over by Malachik. Now Axtell, Prasovsky puts it over. Here's Everett with the set for Howes Dodge. And another block, but it goes out this time. Faith Malachik had the outside hit, but it was blocked, but it went out. And it's 12-11. And back to serve will be Jillian Rochford for Howes Dodge. Way deep, miss hit by Wells, dug out, and Kring just pushes it over. Rochford's there, Everett sets it up, Prokocic over the middle, a good save by Wells, dug up, nickel, and then blocked at the net by Prokocic. They can't get it up in four hits, though Axtell can't. We're tied at 12 here in game two. Again, Rochford back. And that one is hit in the back row, set up. Lundeen gets it over, partially tipped, set up by Rochford, and then put over, dug out by Wells in the back row, set up, Lundeen got it through, dug out by Malachik, and now Prokocic is going to free ball it over. Wells, nice pass to Nickel, here over the middle, Prasovsky gets it over, set it up, tipped over by Prokocic, and she put it right over on the far sideline, right inside the line. It's 13-12, Howes Dodge. Todd Axtell might have been able to get that one back over again. Rochford back to serve again. Howes Dodge retakes the lead now, 13-12. Wells passes it to Nickel, straight up. Not a very good pass, going to be over the net. Cody was right there, and then Prokocic hits it over, but Axtell digs it out. Now again, another good, not a very good pass to the net. They save it again, and then Lundeen gets it over. Dugout set up by Everett, far side Malachik, and she gets it to Wells. Set up by Nickel, and then Lundeen blocked right back to the back row to Erickson. And now put over by Prasovsky. Again, it's blocked by Howes Dodge. Everett sets it up. Malachik on the far side. Wells is there again. They're going to have a double hit call on Axtell. I think it was on Nickel. And it's 14-12 now in favor of Howes Dodge. Now we're going to have a shoe tying by Laura Lundeen. 14-12 in favor of Howes Dodge. They won the first game, 27-25. Axtell trying to even this up at one apiece. There's the serve. Wells, who's been very busy at the back row, takes it. That's going to be pushed over by Prasovsky. Everett sets it up over the middle. Prokocic, she hits that one way long. And it's 14-13. Axtell's got back within one again. Neither team has really early. Howes Dodge had a lead, but ever since then, it's been a two-point lead back and forth on each side. Here's the jump serve by Prasovsky. Everett sets it up high. Here's Malachik. Partially tipped, dug out by Lundeen. Pass goes into the net almost, and Kring just has to free ball it over. Cody sets it up. Malachik sets it over, and it goes right on the floor. Nobody for Axtell was there, and it's 15-13. Howes Dodge, and that brings Morgan Bommert back in. So Bommert's in, 15-13. Howes Dodge with the lead and with the serve here in game two. Taken by Nickel, sets it up. Here's Kring, taken to the back row. Everett sets it up far side by Malachik. She got it through the blockers. It's hit right back over. Rochford's there. They set it up high. Here's Malachik again, but she hits it in the net. 15-14. So Axtell within one now. And that brings Ashley Snell in to serve for the Wildcats. Here in game two, best of five. Howes Dodge won game one. There's a deep serve. Everett sets it up, swing hit, Prokocic up, she tried to tip it over the net, got it into the net, and we're tied again at 15. A normal spot for us has been a tie game, that's for sure. Snell serve. Pass to Everett again. Malachik on the far side, and that one goes out. 16-15, they've been hitting them, but they've been hitting them long, which has been a great thing for Axtell. And Snell's back to serve again. 16-15. Rochford passes it to Everett. Here's Malachik again. This time she says, I'm just going to tip it over the blockers. Last two times I did, it's gone way long, and so she tips it over, and we're knotted at 16 here in game two. And back to serve will be Faith Malachik. She serves it over middle back row. Nickel sets it up for Crane. Crane, nice strong hit over here on the near side. 17-16, Axtell's retaking the lead. Again, they'd like to get this second game and even the series up at 1-1 before we go to game three. All right. Lundeen, she footfalled the last time. This time she gets it over. Set up by Everett, near side for Kocik into the net. She's hit her last couple into the net, and it's 18-16. And once again, Axtell's taking the lead. Timeout by Howells Dodge. 18-16, Axtell like to win game two to even it up here. And they're ahead by two. We'll be back in 30 seconds on 94.5 FM, The Breeze.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They are now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
The Breeze, 94.5.
18-16, Axtell down a game, and they are leading by two in game two. Trying to even it up. And back to serve will be Laura Lundeen. Neither team has really taken any control in this match. That one gets over. Everett sets it up. Prokocic over the middle. Dug out by Frasowski, puts it right back over by Howells Dodge. Kring dug out. Rochford's right there. It'll be free balled over by Malachik. Wells is there. Set up. Here's Kring again. It's blocked, but right down in front. 19-16. Axtell and another point for the Wildcats. Getting a little closer here. They can pull out game number two. We've seen a lot of that here today, going into four or five matches. Not too many sweeps. Everett sets it up. Kocik over the middle. It's dug out nicely by Snell. Set up. Wells off the top of the tape. Everett sets it up again. Kocik again. This time she puts it over the far sideline. Got it in. It's 19-17. Well, now Axtell just needs to get it right back. Get that big number 20 before Howells Dodge does. 19-17. Back to service for Kocik. They got her in the back row. Oh, she hit it. Yeah, that was a nice serve by Prokocic and a miss hit by Prasoski. They called it with the illegal hit, and it's 19-18. Hear that one up here. Prokocic again. This one's deep. Lundeen takes it. Here's Nickel. Here's Wells. Pushes it over. Dug out. Everett sets it up high. Brester got it over the net. Then it comes right back down on Howells Dodge side. Hits the floor. And it's 20-18, Axtell. So the Wildcats have it going their way right now. They're up 20-18. Kring back to serve. Everett, here's a swing hit. Now they go the other way. Brester, and she hits it in the net. 21-18. So Axtell just needs four, and we'll be tied up a game apiece. Here's a serve. Floats it over the far side. Passes it. And then pushed right back over by Everett. Right back to Rochford. And Everett puts it right back over again. And now it's Snell, and they'll be free balled over by Kring. Rochford's there. He set it up far side. Brester, that time she got it in, and it's 21-19. They've been hitting them in the net, and that's been giving Axtell the chance to get that lead. Kelly checks back in, and Everett back to serve. 21-19, Axtell, though, still with the lead. Here's the jump serve by Everett. Dug out by Wells. Nichols sets it up. Here's Prasoski on the near side, off the tape. Rochford saves it in the back. Free ball right back over by Samantha Brester. Now they'll set it up Axtell. Wells into the net. Comes right over. Everett sets it up. Near side. And into the net went Kelly Check, the sophomore. 22-19. Axtell just needs three. And we'll have an even-up match. Well, only fitting that maybe the last game of the day in D1 goes five, you know? Oh, an ace serve right between two defenders by Gabby Nickel, and it's 23-19. Axtell just needs two, and Hal Dodge is going to do a substitution. Didn't know if they'd call a timeout. Cody's going to check back in, and sitting down will be Kelly Check. So Cody goes in over the far sideline. She's a junior, middle blocker. 23-19. Pass to Everett. Cody gets it over the blockers. dug out by Nickel. Pushed back over, but it goes wide. And it's 23-20. So Howells Dodge gets the point, gets the service back, and now Axtell just needs to get the next point. It'll be all right, 23-20. Rester serve, far sideline Erickson. Set up. Here's Prasoski over the middle. Back row, Everett sets it up. Far side, Malachik, and she hits it hard. It goes way wide on Lundin. Laura Lundin's receive, and a timeout by Axtell, 23-21. They don't want to give up that lead. And so Axtell calls a timeout. We'll take a 30-second 1-2. You're listening to 94.5 The Breeze.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Nebraska high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The Breeze, 94.5.
23-21, Axtell leads it, but Howells Dodge is getting close again, and that's why they decided Axtell to call a timeout. They did not want to give up this lead. Here's a serve by Brester. Clear to the back to Erickson, straight up. Rosowski's there. And they'll have to free ball it over. Nickel does, and they put it right in the middle. And nobody was there for Howells Dodge. What a break. 24-21. And it's game point now for Axtell to tie this thing up. That was huge. Well served. Dug out. Everett sets it up. Here's Malachik. She gets it off the blockers and down. It's 24-22. But still game point for Axtell. All Axtell needs to do is get an error by Howells Dodge. Jillian Rochford back to serve. Deep serve taken by Prasoski. Set up. Here's Lundin off the top of the tape. Dugout. Everett sets it up and over. Nickel is there. It's set up for Wells through the blockers. Dugout by Rochford. Set up. Here's Malachik on the far side. And it's down. It's 24-23. Now, one thing Axtell cannot afford is another point here. They've got to get this point here. Well, Jillian Rochford back to serve. 24-23 here in game two. Axtell by one. Back deep. Prasoski straight up. And it'll have to be free balled over by Crane. So there's the advantage here. Brkacic far side. Malachik gets it over the blockers. And in the net. They can't dig it out. They did. And Axtell saves it. Sets it up. Malachik. She gets it through the blockers and down. We're tied at 24. Wow. What it looked like, Axtell was not going to get the point. Then they turn around and almost got the point. And then, of course, Howells Dodge comes back. Rochford, 24 all here in game two. Howells Dodge won the first one, 27-25. Here's Lundin. Lundin, it's mishit by Malachik, and it's 25-24. Game point again, Axtell. And Carly Prasoski's back to serve. Let's see if Axtell can pull it out here. 25-24. Prasoski serves it over. Malachik sets it to Everett. Everett sets it up. Prasoski laid it down there, right over the blockers and down. We're tied at 25. Wow. It was 27-25 the first game, and now back in to serve is Morgan Bommert. 25 all here in game two. And the Snell serve just gets over straight up by Lundin. Wells, and the Kring just has to free ball it over. She does way deep. Here's Everett. She pushes it over. And now it's set up for Wells. And then Malachik's got it. Set up. Swing hit for Kocic across the floor. They dig it out in the back row. Prasoski, and it's going to have to be set over by Lundin. Everett sets it up again. Prasoski over the middle. Up the blockers and out. 26-25. Howells Dodge. Well, that hasn't really meant much because Axtell seems to have answered back. Let's see if they can answer back again. Bomber back to serve. 26-25. Howells Dodge. What a great match. Pass to Nichols. She sets it up. Here comes Kring through the blockers and down. So 26 all. Told you. Axtell come right back and answer, and they did. And now it is Ashley Snell back to serve for Axtell, 26 all here in game two. Straight up, Rochford sets it up. Here's Malachik. Malachik right to the back row, Wells. Lundin over the net, dug out. Everett sets it up. Malachik puts it over. Back row, Wells, passes it to Nickel. Here's Crang over the middle, on the blockers, and down, 27-26, Axtell. And now back to serve for the game is Ashley Snell. 27-26, deep one. Taken by Brester. Set up and over by Everett. They scramble. They get it over Lundeen. Everett sets it up. Here's Malachik. She gets it. Oh, it's hit in the back row by Wells. They can't get it out of the net. That one might have been deep by Wells, but you know what? You can't take a chance like that. And we're tied at 27 here in game two. This could go on. They might get the third game played here in the second game. Here's Faith Malachik with the serve. Back row push. Nickel, Crang off the blockers, dug out. Brester saves it, set up. Everett puts it over. Back row saved by Prasoski. Here's Lundeen, blocked. Crang hits it up. Set up high. Crang will just push it over. It's blocked, dug out. Rochick's there, and it'll be free balled over by Prokocic. Now Axtell on the set again. Here's Crang, blocked, but it goes out. And it's point Axtell, 28-27. Crane thought it went to Howes Dodge, but it went to Axtell, 28-27. Crane was still confused. Here's Lundeen's serve. She gets it over. Brester's there. Everett sets it up. Brester on the far side. Hits it long, and Axtell wins game two, a marathon, 29-27. Wow. So we go 1-1. We go to game three. This is anybody's match, and we'll be back in 90 seconds. You're listening to Class D1 State Volleyball Tournament action from Grand Island Central Catholic right here on KLIQ, The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Island Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. With a You Get More Superstore. Superstore.
Seth Johnson is your channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. The only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They're now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
The Breeze, 94.5.
What an exciting second game that was. It went on for quite a while there. And finally, it was Axtell winning it, 29-27. The first game went to Howes Dodge, 27-25. So we go to game three now. And it's anybody's match. That was not a must-win, but, you know, if you go down two games to nothing, it's awful tough. So that was a huge win, I'll just say that, by Axtell. And now it's kind of in the hands of either one of these teams who want to take control of this match, and Rochford will be serving first for Howes Dodge, as we wait for everybody to get set. Here we go. Game number three here at Grand Island Central Catholic. Prasoski, Nickel. Prasoski will set it over. Taken by Rochford. Everett sets it up, far side, and it's hit over by Check. Back over by Lundeen. Now it's set up high again, near side. Malachik puts it over. It's blocked right there by Prasoski, and she puts it right back over. Well, they're going to replay it. Both teams had to talk about it. I don't know what the situation was, but I don't know what the deal was, but the Howell's Dodge coach came over right away and stated something, and I don't know what it was. So back line throw. Please. It's dug out. And Axtell sets it up high. Here's Lundeen. Lundeen, far side Rochford. And there's Everett. And then it's free ball. No, it's Prokocic. It puts it right in the net. And it's 1-0 Axtell. So the first point didn't go anywhere. Thank you. And it'll be now Prasoski back to serve for Axtell. 1-0. Here in game three, one game apiece. Crane gets it over, and she gets the kill. Gabby Nickel had the set, and Crane had the kill. And it's 2-0 Axtell here in game three as they've kind of taken control of this match. And now we have a discussion on the board here at the scorers table. On making sure everybody's in the right spot. Okay. This one's had a lot of discussions, you might say. Here comes Prasoski's serve. Pass to Everett. Near side. Prokocic gets it over for Howell's Dodge. Set up over the middle. Crane, but right there was Prokocic to block it. But her block goes out, and it's 3-0 in favor of Axtell. Howell's Dodge took an early lead in game two. After winning game one, but then Axtell came back, and then it just went back and forth, and we went to 29-27. Now Everett sets it up for Prokocic. Prokocic over the middle, hits it way long. 4-0, but Axtell's just cruising here in game number three. One game apiece. Jump serve. Dug out. A serve. And a timeout call by Howell's Dodge. 5-0. Axtell leads it here in game three as Axtell is kind of coming out strong here in this third game. We'll take a 30-second timeout. We'll be back after this on 94.5 FM, The Breeze.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Axtell here in game number three, as they've come out strong after a marathon game number two, where they pulled it out 29-27. So it's a game apiece. Nice big hit there by Faith Malachik here on the near side. And now it's 5-1. First point for Howell's Dodge in game number three. That brings in Brianne Brester, the senior, to serve for the Jaguars. So Axtell, be huge for them if they could just kind of pull this third game out and have a 2-1 lead. Here's Kring. She's been hitting the ball well, and she thought that one was in first. Then I thought it was tipped, and neither one. 5-2. So I was wrong on both accounts. But the Axtell crowd agrees with me. Here's Lundeen, passes it to Nickel. Here's Kring again. This time she hits it long. And it's 5-3. Now that one looked long. The other one didn't, but that one did. 5-3. And again, back to serve is Brester, Brianne Brester. Lundeen straight up. Prasoski and then Wells, and she puts it in the net. It's 5-4, so now Axtell's going to call timeout. Here comes a run by Howell's Dodge. It's 5-4 here in game three. Axtell leads it by one. Back in 30 seconds on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We're back here at Grand Island Central Catholic. It's been a wild match between the number 3 and number 6 seeds, Owls Dodge and Axtell. And right now, Axtell, the number 6 seed, got the number 2 game after losing number 1 by 2. They win number 2 by 2, 29-27, and now they lead it 5-4 here in game number 3. Malachek puts it just over the net. Wow, first I thought it was going to be in the net, then it just goes over the net, and it's hit out by Nickel, and we're tied at 5 here in the third game now. So Owls Dodge has come back after trailing 5-0, and now they've tied it 5 straight, and it's 5-all. Back row. Pass, Nickel. Here's Lundeen. It's blocked by Prokocic. She timed that one just right. And it's 6-5. Howes Dodge is retaking the lead. And again, Morgan Baumert doing a great job. Or excuse me, that's Brian Brester doing a great job at the service line. Here's Lundeen. And it's dug out back row. Everett sets it up. Prokocic over the middle, and she puts it down. She tipped it right by Kring, who was ready for the block, and it's 7-5 now. Owls Dodge has taken now a run. 7 straight. And they lead it 7-5 here in game 3. Service taken in the middle of the back row. Pass to Nickel. Nickel sets it up. Here comes Kring off the blockers and out. So Kring comes in with it. It's a nice kill. And it's 7-6. Anna Kring, the junior, gets that kill, and back to serve now will be Ashley Snell. 7-6, Owls Dodge by 1 in game 3. Everett, here's Prokocic, cross line to the near side. And now Lundeen gets it. Rocek, the libero, gets it. Prokocic over the middle, and again she tips it right down in the right spot. Nickel coming into the net. She tips it away from her, and she just got a fist on it and hit it out. It's 8-6. So Malachek back to serve now for Howes Dodge. Hard serve taken by Kring, and now set up for Kring. Kring got it off the blockers, and she gets the kill as it's hit out by Callie Brester, and it's 8-7. And it's 8-6, it says on the scoreboard. There it is, 8-7. And now Lundeen with the serve. She's got that jump serve. She gets it over. Lachek takes it for Howes Dodge. Everett sets it up. Near side, Brester. Oh, and she just tipped it right into the block of Kring, and Kring just couldn't get it out of the net. And it's 9-7. And now Prokocic back to serve for the Jaguars. They lead it by 2 here in game 3. That's a deep serve. Just goes out. Missed everybody. And almost touched a couple of Axtell girls. Missed them all, and then goes long. Kring serves, floats it over. Everett sets it up. Brester on the near side. Nice big hit, but set, dug out back row. Wells, and then Prasoski puts it over. Everett's there. Set up by Brester. Here's a big hit by Callie Brester, and she gets it down. It's 10-8 now. Howes Dodge. And now here comes Everett's serve, taken by Wells, set up for Wells, swing hit, off the net, dug out, set up high. Here's Prasoski over the middle, partially tipped, Everett's there. Rocek sets it straight up. Here's Brester again, off the blocks, and then hit to Lundeen in the back. Free balled over by Prasoski. And now Everett sets it up near side. Here's Brester, and she puts it right down. Callie Brester again makes it 11-8. Howes Dodge, timeout Axtell here in game 3. 11-8. Howes Dodge leads Axtell. We're back after this 30-second timeout on The Breeze 94.5 FM.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right. We're in game three here at Grand Island Central Catholic. Class D1 state volleyball action. Last game of the night in Class D1 in the first round. And it's been a wild one. Here's a pass to Nickel for Axtell. Prasoski on the far side through the blockers. Dug out back row. Everett sets it up near side for Callie Brester. Off the blocks. Dug out by Wells. Set up for Prasoski over the middle. She gets the kill. And he makes it 11-9 now. That the receive there went way in back. And Axtell trails by two, and back to serve will be Gabby Nickel. Soft serve. Put it right straight up in the air and put over by Kelly Check. Set up for Wells. Wells puts it over. Rochek's there. Everett sets it up for the middle and put just over the net by Samantha Brester, and then Prasoski's going to free ball it over. Rochek again. Oh, a bad pass. Just tipped over by Everett, though. And now again on the attack. Here's Wells. She gets it to the back row. Saved again by Howells Dodge. And it's free balled by two girls into the net. 11-10. Axtell pulls within one. They could tie it up here. Back to serve is Gabby Nickel. Nobody in any of these, and she puts it in the net, 12-10, nobody in these first three matches has really, even when they get a lead, it evaporates, and it's tied, and then we go right to the end, and it's right down to the 27-25, 29-27 is where we've been in the first two. Each team's got one. That time, Prasoski tried to set it over the net, and it got caught in the top of the net, and then it wouldn't go over, so it was four hits, 13-10 now, Howells Dodge in game three. That one goes in the net. Serve by Callie Brester goes right in the net, so it's 13-11, excuse me. Here's the serve. Rochek straight up, set up here on the near side. Here's Malacek, back row dugout, but in the net. He's dug out by Wells, clearing the back row, but her receive went right into the net, and they couldn't dig it out. 14-11 now, Howells Dodge in game three. One of these teams trying to take a 2-1 advantage, though I'm not sure it's going to make any difference. I think this could go five anyway. And there's a nice hit by Prasoski right through the blockers and down in front of Everett. It's 14-12. And now Prasoski back to serve. Here's Everett, sets it up. Ooh, a little close to the net, but it's Check got it over, and it falls in. So Check gets the kill. It's 15-12, Howells Dodge. And now Morgan Bomber checks back in for the Jaguars to do the serving. Game three, each team has won a game. Middle row, pass to Nicole. She sets it up for Kring, who's back in the front row now. Parsley tip, dug out by Malacek. Set up, Sir Malacek here on the near side, and it's blocked by Kring and Melema, and it's 15-13 now as Axtell pulls within two again, and out the serve is Ashley Snell. Snell serve, Lachek, Everett, here's a swing hit by Prokocic, and it's off the top of the net, got enough of the top of the net to take it off its course and away from the defense, and it's 16-13. And Malacek back to serve now for Howells Dodge. They lead it by three, and that just hit the top of the net. Just barely got over. Here's Kring. Big hit, but it goes wide. Oh, it's in. Nice job by Kring. It's 16-14. Axtell always gets right back within two or so. And here comes the serve by Lundeen, and it's a free ball right back over to Axtell. So a good serve, and there's Kring, and she gets it. It's blocked, it goes out, it's 16-15, just like that. Axtell within one of tying it back up. Here comes Lundeen's serve again. That one's just about too close to the line again. Here's Brester. Oh, man, she had a beautiful one. Callie Brester right over here on the near side to the back line. And it's 17-15. So it's back to a two-point lead for the Jaguars. And Brkacic's back to serve for Howells Dodge. It's passed to Nickel. Kring off the top of the net, and she got the net to help her out as it took a lot off and then just died on Howells Dodge's side. And so it's 17-16, Howells Dodge, and Kring serves to tie it up. Here's Everett. Now it's going to have to be pushed over by Brester. Set up. Here's Prasoski. She gets it over. Back row. Everett. Swing hit. And put over by Brester, Kelly Brester. Now a big hit by Wells. She gets it down. We're tied at 17. Tied at 17 in game three. These two teams have been so close. This one would be hard to call. Here's a nice little swing hit by Callie Brester, and she got enough on it to make it go clear to the back line and then hit out. And so it's 18-17. Howells Dodge retakes the lead again. It went 27-25, Howells Dodge in the first one. And then it looked like each team had a game pointing in the second one. Here's Wells. She puts it across. It's free ball. It's going to go over the net. And Axtell on the attack. Brzoski, back row, saved. Here is a set over by Milacic. And now Axtell again on the attack. Wells over on the far sideline. She gets the hit through the blockers, but it's dug out. Now, big hit by Callie Brester, and it's in the near sideline. And it's 19-17, Howells Dodge. So each team had a chance to win the game in the second game, but on the second attempt for Axtell, actually the third attempt for Axtell, they pull it out 29-27. Here's Prasoski, and she gets it partially blocked, dug out. Everett sets it up near side. Brester has to just tip it over, and she does, and nobody was there for Axtell. It's 20-17, Howells Dodge. Axtell needs to turn it around right now. Down by three here in game three. That one is deep, so good job there by Axtell. Let that one go. It's 20-18. And besides, the pattern continues. This thing's going to be tied up any moment. Here's Gabby Nickel with the serve. Just off the net, dug out. Everett sets it up. Brester on the far side just dinks it over. And now Nickel sets it up for Wells. Wells, big hit, and it's hit out by Milacic, and it's 20-19, as I called it. Here comes, I imagine, the tying point coming up next. And now, no, Howells Dodge says, I want to call timeout first. 20-19, Howells Dodge by one. Axtell trying to tie it up again. We're a game apiece. Here at Game 3, Class D1 State Volleyball Action, 30-second timeout on 94.5 FM, The Breeze.
First Bank & Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank & Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank & Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
20-19, Howells Dodge hanging on to a one-point lead in this third game. It could go either way, as the first two did. Floats it over as Axtell on the serve. Everett sets it up. Brester pushes it over for Howells Dodge. Axtell just barely got it over in four hits. Set up by Everett again. Near side. Brester through the blocks. Dug out, though, by Nickel. Set up. Here is Prasoski over the middle. Set up. Back row. Pushed over. And long, wide. And it's 20-all now here in game three, just kind of like we thought it would be. You could just about write the script on this one. It's just going to go, so it's either going to be 25-23, 27-25. Well, we've hit 29-27. Here's the set. Here is the middle, pushed over by Milacic. Here's Prasoski for Axtell, and it goes long. 21-20, Howells Dodge back on top. Callie Brester back to serve now for the Jaguars. She floats it over. Erickson passes it to Nickel. Here's Prasoski. It's blocked to the net. Back on the floor. It's 22-20. So a double block there. Up there front was Samantha Brester. And also up there was Faith Malachik. 22-20, Howells Dodge, game three. A nice pass. Prasoski just pushes it over. Malachik, near side. Here's Malachik. Partially tipped, dug out by Wells. And now back to Wells. And Wells, it's blocked at the net that time by Cody, who just came off the bench a little bit ago. She's played sparingly in Samantha Brester. It's 23-20, Howells Dodge now in game three. Prasoski. Here's Wells, blocked at the net, put back right over by Malachik. Here's Malachik's hit, blocked at the net by Sophie Meliba. 23-21. And back to serve is Kit Wells. Here's Everett sent, near side, Malachik, blocked and down. It's 23-22. Well, as we said, this is going to end up being tied here real quick. Like, we're going to have Czech come into the game for Cody. Howells Dodge and the serve by Kit Wells into the net. That gives the game point to Howells Dodge, 24-22. So this is the game point for the Jaguars to take a 2-1 lead. And back to serve is Jillian Rockford. Dug out. Here's Nickel. It's pushed over. Now Everett sets it up for Howells Dodge. Prokocic hits it in the near sideline. And they win it 25-22. One of the first matches that hasn't been right down to the last two there. So Howells Dodge has a 2-1 lead. Well, don't go away, because Axtell's probably going to take this one, and we're going to probably go to five, but that's what they're going to have to do now. They've got to win here on this next one. 25-22 is the final of game three. Howells Dodge takes a 2-1 lead. We'll be back at Grand Island Central Catholic Class D1 state volleyball tournament action right here on KLIQ, The Breeze, 94.5 FM. We're back in 90 seconds.
Cat's Corner in Axtell wants everyone to know they have a hot stuffed pizza buffet every Friday and Sunday. Enjoy all kinds of pizza and a salad bar, buffet style, every Friday and Sunday from 11:30 to 1 at Cat's Corner Market in Axtell. Also stop into Cat's and get your potato bologna just in time for the holiday season. Get everything you need for your holiday feast at Cat's Corner Market in Axtell. Happy holidays from everyone at Cat's. Good luck, Wildcats.
There's a lot of satisfaction that comes from making things grow. Whether it's a family, a field of grain, or the balance in your savings account. When you make something grow, you can't help but grow a little yourself. As a community ag bank, helping you make things grow is why we're here. Our ag lenders know agriculture, and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back here to Grand Island Central Catholic. Glad you could join us here on KLIQ, 94.5 FM, The Breeze, for this Class D1 state volleyball tournament game. The last one of the first round in Class D1 here at Grand Island Central Catholic as we go deeper into the night. As we're going into number four now with Howells Dodge up 2-1. So Axtell, now that's a must win for them. Got to win this one to get us to game five. And Prasoski will be serving first for Axtell. Here we go. Game number four, Prasoski puts it over. Pass by Brester, Everett sets it up. Kochik over the middle, got it through the blockers and down, and Howes Dodge is up 1-0. We've seen it where in all these games, it makes no difference who gets that early lead because it ends up being tied, going back and forth, back and forth. That was the first game that actually anybody had a three-point spread at the end. And that little serve goes deep and out for Brianne Brester. And so we're tied at one here in game number four. Ashley Snell checks in now for Axtell. It's served over right in the middle. Nope, Everett tried to set it up over her back, and she sets it into the net. And it's 2-1, Axtell. Trying to get that early lead here now. Build it up for the next run, I'm sure. Pass to Everett for Kochik over the middle. Nice save by Wells. Nickel, here's Lundeen, back row. Right to the net and pushed right down by Kring, and it's 3-1, Axtell. So Axtell's going to be the one with early lead in this game. They've got to win it to make it go to game five. We started out this morning over on KHAS with a five-gamer as St. Cecilia beat Lutheran High Northeast in five. That one, Malachik hit it way out. It's 4-1, so Axtell cruising along here in game four. And it just be fitting, we might as well end the night with five. We started the day with five. We might as well. There's a swing hit across court by Emily Brkarchik, and she makes it 4-2. And now Brkarchik, or excuse me, Malachik back to serve now for Howes Dodge. 4-2, Axtell on top. Her serve taken in the back row by Prasoski. And now Kring with another kill. And it's 5-2, Axtell, and Lundeen back to serve now for Axtell. Comes running up. Here's the jump. Passed by Brester to Everett. Everett for Brkarchik over the middle, off the block of Kring and down, and it's 5-3. And now Brkarchik goes back to serve for Howes Dodge. A two-point lead for Axtell. That one just over the net. Set up by Nickel. Wells gets it over. Bukacic's there in the back. Set up far side. Brester just hits it over softly. Here's Kring off the blocks. Right back over to Axtell. Pushes it over as Nickel. Now set up. Here's Brester again off the blocks. Dug out and right back over again to Howes Dodge. That one's going to go over the net. And Kring just took the free ball and hammered it down. It's 6-3 is what it should be. They put it up on the wrong side. It should be 6-3 in favor of Axtell. And now here's tip over. And Axtell on the kill. Wells, that time it got blocked. There we go. And that time it should have been four hits. So they say, nope, blocked again. So good job by Axtell playing it hard at the net. Brester just sets it over, and then it's set over by Nickel. Now set up for the hit again. Hit over there by Everett. And now Axtell, Prasoski gets it over. Back row. Pass to Everett. Here's Brester. She puts it down, but it's dug out. And then Lundeen comes running into the bench. Can they get it over? And they do. Nice save by Axtell. Set up far side. Callie Brester. Dug out by Wells. Nickel sets it up. Prasoski over the middle. Dug out, and it goes wide, and it's point Axtell. What a great volley by the Wildcats. Keep that one alive. 7-3, Axtell, game four, timeout, Howes Dodge. We'll take one, two, back in 30 seconds on 94.5 FM, The Breeze.
Misco Sports is your hometown sporting goods store for all seasons, with accessories and clothing for all sports or casual wear. Misco Sports also maintains a large supply of hunting accessories and firearms. Misco Sports, with a storefront in Ord, but serving the surrounding areas for years and continuing to do so for years to come. Call them today and get better equipped for the games you play. Misco Sports.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We're back here at Grand Island Central Catholic. It's been a wild one here. 7-3, Axtell now leads it. And they need to win this game. They're down 2-1. Here's the set by Everett for Howes Dodge. The hit by Brester off the top of the tape. And it goes back over now to Axtell. And they free ball it right back. Here's Callie Brester again, dug out by Lundeen in the back row. Wells, whoa, off, kind of falling backwards. Tried to hit it before it went out, and she hit it long. So it's 7-4. Axtell by 3. And Amanda Everett back to serve now for the Jaguars. Dug out. Nickel. Wells partially blocked and goes out. So another kill by Kit Wells, and it's 8-4. Axtell. They know they got to win this one and have a chance in game 5. Here's the serve by Nickel. Set up by Everett over the middle. Check, and it's long. That was Samantha Brester, excuse me. So it's 9-4, Axtell. They're kind of right where they need to be. And again, Gabby Nickel back to serve. Oh, and that's almost an ace serve. Got to be free balled over, it does, by Samantha Brester. Now Prasoski puts it over. Dugout check here on the far side, put over and in the back row by Callie Brester. And it's 9-5. Axtell still with the lead. And back to serve is Callie Brester, the freshman. Prasoski set up by Nickel and hit over by Melama for Axtell. Now hit over hard, and we're going to have a net violation on Axtell. And it's 9-6. 9-6. And back to serve again is Callie Brester. Set up. Prasoski blocked at the net. She digs it out. Nickel will set it up near side. Here's Wells off the blockers and down. Another kill by Kit Wells. And it's 10-6, Axtell. So now back to serve will be Wells with a 10-6 lead here in game 4. Oops. We're going to reserve it. The official wanted a timeout before she served it. Now we'll do it again. Back row. Everett sets it up. Far side. Milacic blocked right back over the whole defense and in. Nobody for Howes Dodge was in the back. They were all up at the net, and the block went right over their heads, and it's 11-6, Axtell. Well, serve again, and that one hits the pole, so it's out, and it's 11-7. But Axtell with that 4-point lead here in game 4. They got to win it to go to game 5. Rochek with the serve set up. Here's Lundeen. She free balls it over. Everett's there. Brester sets it up. Here's Milacic. She gets it over the blockers and down. And it's 11-8. Axtell won't let this get too close, I would imagine, before Coach calls a timeout. Coach Brad Nelson for the Wildcats. Here's the serve. Erickson takes it. Now Lundeen just barely gets it over the net. Check sets it up. Here's Prokocic, and she hits a strong one. Wells saves it. It's free ball back over, and Prasoski puts it in play. And then Prokocic gets it over again, and this time Wells got there but couldn't get it. And that's when Coach Nelson calls timeout. 11-9. Axtell leads it by 2 here in game 4 over Howes Dodge. They're down a game. 2-1 in favor of Howes Dodge. We're back in 30 seconds on 94.5 FM, The Breeze.
There's a lot of satisfaction that comes from making things grow. Whether it's a family, a field of grain, or the balance in your savings account. When you make something grow, you can't help but grow a little yourself. As a community ag bank, helping you make things grow is why we're here. Our ag lenders know agriculture, and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk.
Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The proceeding has been a presentation of...
All right, we're back to action, 11-9. Axtell leads it by two. Howes Dodge with the serve. Here's Prasoski, gets it over. Dug out by the Jaguars. It'll be Malachik who puts it over. Parsley tipped, dug out. And then Nichols sets it up for Lundin. Off the blocks. Everett's there. Check sets it up. Prokocic over the middle. Parsley blocked. Dug out by Prasoski. And then Lundin puts it back over. Malachik's there for Howes Dodge. Everett now on the near side. Check. Parsley tipped. Dug out back row. Another good volley coming up. Lundin just gets it over and gets it down. 12-9, Axtell. And back to serve will be Carly Prasoski. Prasoski played hard there defensively. 12-9, Axtell by three in a must-win game for them. Game four. Down 2-1. Prokocic puts it over for Howes Dodge, and then Axtell free balls it right back over. Now Malachik on the far side. She hits a bullet, and it got Prasoski right in the face. She just tried to get out of its way. It's 12-10 now, as Axtell still leads it by two, and back to serve will be Morgan Bombert for the Jaguars of Howes Dodge. Her serve taken, and it's a miss hit by Lundin, and it's 12-11. So just like that, here comes Howes Dodge again. Now remember, every game has has had teams out in front, and then all of a sudden it's back to being tied, and it's back and forth the rest of the way. So this is nothing surprising. Nichol, here's Kring, got it off the blocker. She's hit the ball well, and then she blocked well. She blocked Prokocic there, and it's 13-11. Axtell's back up by two, and now Ashley Snell checks back in for Axtell. They need to try to put some space between them and Howes Dodge. Rochek takes it. Has to be chased down. It'll be free balled over by Callie Brester. Now, Nichols sets it up for Kring. Blocked this time by Rochek. Back over to Lundell. And Lundin puts it right back up and over and catches Howes Dodge by surprise. And it's 14-11. Axtell on top. Nice pass to Everett. Here's the swing hit by Prokocic, and she gets it in the back line, and it's 14-12. So now back to serve will be Faith Malachik. She's a junior. Axtell needs to get this point right back. 14-12 here in game four. They have to win this one. Their season is over. Set up by Nichol. Here's Crane. She just tips it over. Everett sets it up. Here is Brester, and she gets it down the far sideline. It's dug out, and then free balled over by Crane. Oh, and then it's hit farther back. I tell you what, that was a great break by Hannah Crane, because she had to just barely get it over, and then when she just barely got it over, Howes Dodge made it worse. They just kept hitting it backwards. It's 15-12. Axtell needed that one. Here comes the jump served by Lundin. Just barely got it in again. She had a footfall earlier. Blocked it by Kring again. By Kring with the ace block, 16-12. Axtell up by four. I told you we'd be heading to a fifth game probably. Started the day that way. We're going to end the day that way. Here's Lundin's serve. Floats it over. Pass to Everett. Everett sets it up. It's going to be right over the net. Brester got it over. Dug out by Nichol. Here's Wells, and she gets it up the blocks and down. It's 17-12, Axtell. Timeout. Howes Dodge. Axtell is getting closer to winning this one to tie it up. 2-1, Howes Dodge, but Axtell leads at 17-12 in game four, back in 30 seconds on 94.5 FM, The Breeze.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, we're back here at Grand Island Central Catholic, 17-12. Axtell leads it here in game four. And they have the serve. Lundeen, Laura Lundeen, the senior, back to serve. Gets that running start, jumps it, and puts it over. Here's Everett with the set. And blocked again by King, but this time they dig it out. Nice save, and then Kring again. Kring this time had a block back on her side, and it's 18-12. But, boy, she's been blocking the ball well. She's hitting it well. She's blocking it well. 18-12, Axtell. That one was blocked again, but it went back on Hal's Dodge side. Here is Rochford set up. And now here's Brester. She gets it shot put over. Lundeen digs it out. Wells will set it over. They're just hitting on all cylinders right now. Prokocic that time got it through the block, and it's 18-13. But Axtell with a lead right now here in the fourth of 18-13. And Prokocic serving it. Set up for Kring. She gets it over. Parsley tip, dug out. Here's a swing hit. And it's just tipped over by Samantha Brester. Now set up for Wells. It's blocked, and they dig it out of the net, and they push it over. Nice job by Axtell. Everett sets it up high. Brester hits it down, and it's hit out by Prosowski, and it's 18-15. As Hal's Dodge is pulled within three. They have 18-14 on there, but I think it's 18-15. I'm not sure. Here's a serve by Prokocic. They still haven't changed the score. Set up, tipped over. Here's Everett with the set. Goes right over the net, and they tip it right back in the face, and then it just gets hit out by Callie Brest, 19-14. So Kring back to serve now for Axtell. They only need six, and we'll go to fifth game. Set up, swing hit, coming over by Samantha Brester. Wells puts it right back over, and it's hit into the net. They dig it out, and then Rochford gets it over, free ball. Nice save by Hal's Dodge. Now here's Prosowski, and she gets the kill down, 20-14, Axtell. Just five more now for Axtell. We'll go to a fifth game. Like I said, I think you could have seen that one coming early in this match. Rochek. Sets it up high. Here's Brewster. Joe, she hits a nice one. Hits the face of Kring and comes off of her, and it's 20-15. Now, Abby Cody checks back in for Hal's Dodge. Everett back to serve. It's 20-15. Axtell on top. Lundeen, Nickel, Prosowski, Parsley tipped. Here's Everett with the set. Far side. Callie Brester, again, a tough one, and that's an ace kill, and it's 20-16. And back is Amanda Everett again for Hal's Dodge. Nichols sets it up. Wells, block, right back to Wells. She sets it over. Here's the set, over the middle. Hit over nicely by Brester. Now here's the attack. Wells gets it over, back row save. Malachik's there. It's going to be free balled over by Cody. And then into the net by Axtell, and they can't dig it out. It's 20-17. And let's see if Axtell calls timeout. They will. Coach Nelson says that's enough of that. 20-17. Axtell leads it by three here in game four. They're down 2-1. Back in 30 seconds on KLIQ, The Breeze.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
20-17. Axtell leads it by three in game four. Hal's Dodge leads it 2-1. So Axtell needs to win it. Hal's Dodge making a little run here at the end. which we've seen both teams do all night. Here's a pass to Nickel. It's going to be wide into the net. It went, it should have been out. It was. It looked like that, first off, Carly Prasoski hit it wide, and then second of all, she was in the net anyway. So it's 20-18. But Axtell still has the lead. Lundin passes it over to Nickel. Now Prasoski blocked. Dug right back out over, though. Here's Everett, sets it up. Prester gets it, and Lundin saves it in the back row. Set up for Wells. Wells hits it over. Dug out into the crowd, though. And they saved it, and Rochford puts it over for Howes Dodge. Now set up high, and it's into the net by Wells. It's 20-19. Oh, my gosh. What a save by Howes Dodge. I mean, that was almost into the crowd, and they saved it, and then Rochford got it over. 20-19. Axtell clinging to a one-point lead. Here's the serve by Everett. Nickel sets it up. Prasoski, and it's off over the net. Gets it just over. Here's Brester, and it is long. 21-19. So, Axtell. Sophie Melama checks into the front, and back to serve is Gabby Nickel. They lead it by two. Game four, a game they need to win. Rochford to Everett. Up front, tipped over by Brester. Now set up on the attack. Prasoski, back row. Just about got it over before hits. And now it's 22-19, so Axtell just needs three. Here's Nichols' serve. Pass to Everett. And pushed into the net by Brester, and it's 23-19. And now coming in will be Kelly Check for Howes Dodge. 23-19 here in game four. Axtell just needs two. And then we'll go into the fifth game. Serves it over. Everett sets it up. Over the middle, hit long by Samantha Brester, and it's 24-19. Game point. Cody checks back in. And we're one away from going to game five. Served over deep. Rochford's got it. Everett passes it to Malachek, who hits it over and got it down. 24-20. Still game point, though, by Axtell. So now Callie Brester's back to serve the freshman. Pass Prasoski to Nickel. Prasoski, and she hits it in. And this is going to five as Axtell wins it. 25-20, and we go to the fifth and final game in Class D1. The winner gets BDS tomorrow night at 8:30, but who that is, we don't know yet. Because we're going to go into a fifth game. As I said earlier this morning, Hastings St. Cecilia, we had that game for you against Lutheran Iron Northeast. That was on KHAS, and we started off with five games there. St. Cecilia won it. Maybe Axtell will pull this one out in the fifth game. 25-20 was game four. Axtell wins it. We'll come back after this two-minute timeout. 0.5 FM, The Breeze.
Seth Johnson is your channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
We're the U. Shopping center around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping center around you, you, you. With it, you get more. Superstore Outlet. Superstore.
First
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, here we go into game five. Thank you, Mr. Announcer, for blowing my ears out. They got the score up 1-0 already. Oh, there we go. Now, hasn't even started yet. Fifth game, first 1-15, gets to go to the semifinals in Class D1. Howes Dodge and Axtell. It's been a great one. Blocked by Crane. Now they're going to have a net call on Howes Dodge, and Axtell gets the first point, 1-0. Axtell looking to be a number 3 seed and beat a number 6 seed, which, again, means nothing. Crane right down in the middle, over 2-0. Here comes Axtell. Here's the serve. Everett sets it up. Far side, put over by Check. Here's Axtell. Here's Lundeen. She free balls it over. Oh, said it went wide. So it's 2-1. The set over the net went wide of the pole. It's 2-1. And now back to serve is Morgan Bomber. Taking over deep. Nichols sets it up. Kring hits it over. Nope, she hit it wide. She hit the pole. So it's tied 2-2. The pole's been in play here a lot tonight. Above the net, saying it's out. So we're tied at 2 in game 5. Bommert with the serve again for Howes Dodge. Dug out. Nichols sets it up. Here comes Kring again. Blocked this time. Dug out. They'll try it again. Kring this time got it through the blockers and down. It's 3-2. Axtell. She has been on fire tonight. Kring's just a junior. And they got a long ways to go yet. Here is Everett setting up. Prokocic got it just barely inside the pole. And then just Kring just powders it down. I mean, she had nobody in front of her. She got a nice set. Timeout, Howes Dodge. Axtell leads it 4-2 in the fifth and final game here on 94.5 FM. The Breeze, back in 30 seconds.
Cat's Corner in Axtell wants everyone to know they have a hot stuff pizza buffet every Friday and Sunday. Enjoy all kinds of pizza and a salad bar buffet style every Friday and Sunday from 11:30 to 1 at Cat's Corner Market in Axtell. Also stop into Cat's and get your potato bologna just in time for the holiday season. Get everything you need for your holiday feast at Cat's Corner Market in Axtell. Happy holidays from everyone at Cat's. Good luck, Wildcats.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, welcome back here to Grand Island Central Catholic. 4-2 in favor of Axtell, trying to get into the semifinals against BDS tomorrow evening right here at 8:30 at Grand Island Senior High. Axtell on the attack. Nichols sets it up. Lundeen. And there's a net call on Howes Dodge, and it's 5-2 now, Axtell. Again, just needs 15 here in game number 5. Everett sets it up. Here's Prokocic, and she gets it through the block to the back line. And Ashley Snell tried to get it and defend it, but come off of her and out, and it's 5-3. And now Milacic back to serve for Howes Dodge. Axtell still leads it, though, 5-3. They're going to call a double hit on Snell, and it's 5-4 on the serve. And now Milacic back to serve to try to tie this one back up. Service deep against Snell to Nickel. Here's Lundin. Blocked and in this near sideline by Brkarchik, and it's 5-5 here in game five. Brkarchik got that one to come right, fall right in the corner. Milacic back to serve. And that's an ace serve right in the back line between Prasoski and Snell. And they're going to bring Snell and put her down. And coming in for Axtell is Samantha Trampy, the junior. Here's the serve by Milacic. That one straight up. Nickel sets it up. Here comes Krang. Krang, and she dug out the back row this time. Set up and then hit over by Brester. And she hits the ace, and it's 7-5, Howes Dodge. Timeout, Axtell. So Howes Dodge has come back now. They take the lead here in game five, 7-5, back in 30 seconds on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Misco Sports is your hometown sporting goods store for all seasons, with accessories and clothing for all sports or casual wear. Misco Sports also maintains a large supply of hunting accessories and firearms. Misco Sports, with a storefront in Ord, but serving the surrounding areas for years and continuing to do so for years to come. Call them today and get better equipped for the games you play. Misco Sports.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Here in game five, well, she has gotten the lead for the first time, 7-5, as Axtell came out and took the lead early in game five. First 1-15 is going on to the semifinals. Crane just pushes it over. Everett sets it up. Kocic over the middle. It's hit way up into the rafters, back down, and now Everett's going to tip it over at the net. It's tipped right back over by Lundin. For Axtell, it's 7-6. And now Snell's back in now for Axtell. 7-6, Howes Dodge in this fifth game. Served over. Everett sets it up near side. Brester, big hit, but it's dug out. It's going to be at the net. Gets over. Prkacic. Everett sets it up. Here's Brester again. Cross court and in by Callie Brester. Thought that one might be long, but it was just in the far sideline. It's 8-6. So Brkacic's back to serve now for Howes Dodge. They lead it by two. And she puts it right in the net. 8-7. So Axtell with a chance to tie it up now. Their turn to tie it up here in game five. And Kring is serving. Pass to Everett. Near side, Brester. Back row, Lundin. Nickel sets it up. Here's Wells. Off the block, Sedano. We're tied at eight. Told you. We're knotted up at eight here in game five. May not be the first 1-15 in this one. Could be going longer than that. Here is set up for Brester. She just pushes it over, and she found a spot on the floor nobody was at. It's 9-8, Howes Dodge. Every match, every game in this match has been close except for that last one, which is 25-20. Otherwise, it's been 25-22, 27-29, 27-25. Floats over the serve. Here is Nickel setting up. Wells again. Blocked back and in. 10-8. And now Axtell's got to get at it again. They're down by two. And Everett back to serve for Howes Dodge. It's dug out by Wells. Set up by Nickel. Prasoski. Far sideline. Dug out. Everett sets it up. Brester puts it over softly, and it's dug out in the middle. Nickel sets it up. Prasoski over the middle in the net. 11-8, Howes Dodge. Timeout, Axtell. Axtell takes their last timeout. 11-8 here in game five. Howes Dodge leads it by three, and they just need four, and they would advance to the semifinals. Axtell, they need to get back into this and tie it up. Tomorrow, this is how things look right now. Millard West, Papillion-La Vista at 9 o'clock in Class A at the Heartland Event Center. Omaha Marion against Lincoln Southeast at 11. Class B at 6:30. Grand Island Northwest against Norris. That's at Heartland. And then the other semifinal not set yet. Class C1 at 2 o'clock, Ogallala against Kearney Catholic, and then the other one at 4 o'clock. Class C2, Hastings St. Cecilia and Palmyra at 9 o'clock at Grand Island Senior High, and then Freeman against Guardian Angels Central Catholic at 11 in Class C2. All right, 11-8 here. Howells Dodge leads it over Axtell in the fifth and final game. Everett serve, Wells to Nickel. Here's Wells on the right side. It hits the net, goes back out, and it's 12-8 Howells Dodge. They just need three now. But Axtell's not dead. We've seen teams, these two teams have come back from down before where it seemed like they were out. Here's Everett serve again, far side. Past Lundeen to Nickel, then Prasoski gets it over. Everett sets it up. Here's Brester, puts it down. Kring is there, but they couldn't get to it after Kring hit it. It's 13-8. Axtell making some mistakes here right at the end, and they need now, they need to make a run. Boy, they've played so hard to get it to this fifth game. And now here's Everett serve for Howells Dodge. Deep, past, it's going to be up by the net. They dink it over. And I think we're going to get a, yeah, somebody was in the net for Howells Dodge. So that's a break for Axtell. 13-9, Howells Dodge. Axtell serving. Here's the serve by Nickel, Gabby Nickel. Everett sets it up. Far side. Oh, big hit. Big hit by Callie Bruce Brester. And it's 14-9, match point now, Howells Dodge. Looking at match point here in the fifth game, up 14-9. This has been a great match. Saw one this morning, saw one tonight. Set up. Wells blocked, dug out of the net, set right back over by the Jaguars. Prasoski, oh, nicely puts it over, but recovered again. Here's Malachik, blocked and dug out. Nope, they can't dig it out. It's 14-10. Told you this is far from over. Still match point. And let's see what this last serve might be. Nope, still good one. And here's Cody on the far side. She gets it down, and Howells Dodge pulls it out. 15-10 over Axtell. But what a great game by Axtell. They played so hard, and they look like they could upset Howells Dodge. It just could not do it in that fifth game. They played so hard, but just couldn't pull out of the fifth game. 15-10, let's go through this. It was 27-25, the Jaguars. 29-27, Axtell. 25-22, the Jaguars, or Howells Dodge. 25-20, Axtell, and in the fifth and final game, 15-10, Howells Dodge. So Axtell wraps up their season at 22-10, but what a great match. Here again, it goes five. Don't forget, tomorrow there'll be volleyball action throughout the day. You can tune in, and they'll tell you what stations and everything that they'll be on. But we'll be with you tomorrow for more state volleyball action here live from Grand Island Central Catholic. That's going to wrap it up for our match here tonight. Final score again, Howells Dodge wins it 3-2 over Axtell. And they advance to the semifinals against BDS tomorrow night at 8:30 at Grand Island Senior High. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Thanks to the gang back at the station. I'm Mark Baldwin. Good evening, everyone.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. KLIQ, Hastings, Grand Island, Kearney, The Breeze, 94.5.
Into a storm this weekend. Jared Shaffrin has the call.
Tri-City Storm hit the road for two games this weekend, first on Friday in Dubuque, and then on Saturday in Sioux Falls. The Storm have been led by their new forward, Christian Horn, who left the University of Minnesota to come to Tri-City, and he has scored 7 points in his first couple games. He has a goal and 6 assists.
All the action on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.